The Taste Intelligence Map. 5,000 years of how humans learn to preserve, ferment, season, cook, and finally understand flavor. See 10,000 BCE, fire as the first cooking technology. Heat changed texture, aroma, safety, and digestibility, making cooking the first transformation of nature into cuisine. Every later step on this map, boiling, browning, fermenting, reducing, sits on top of the basic idea that controlled heat reshapes what is edible. See 8,000 to 6,000 BCE, grain agriculture and porridge bread foundations. Domesticated grains created repeated meals, storage, grinding, soaking, boiling, and eventually bread-like foods. Settled grain farming is often associated with the first stable food calendars and the first kitchens that repeated the same dishes over many years. See 7,000 BCE. Early pottery and controlled boiling. Pottery made liquid cooking, soups, stews, and long extraction possible. Once you can put water on the fire, stock, broth, gruel, dashi, and reduction-based sauces all become reachable techniques. 6,000 to 4,000 BCE. Fermentation as managed time. Fermentation turns spoilage risk into flavor, preservation, acidity, aroma, and cultural identity. Wherever it appears, fermentation marks a culture that learned to wait and to taste the difference between day 1 and month 6. See 5,000 BCE, salt preservation. Salt allowed people to slow decay, move food across distance, and concentrate flavor. Salt is the silent variable behind almost every preserved food on this map. Fish sauces, miso, soy sauce, cured meats, pickles. See 4,000 to 3,000 BCE, beer, bread, and grain fermentation. Grain fermentation linked daily food, ritual, storage, and the earliest taste of transformed time. Bread and beer often appear together in early cities, suggesting that fermentation was as much a social technology as a culinary one. See 3,000 BCE. Fish sauces and fermented marine flavor. Fermented fish condiments show how salt, protein, and thyme created deep savory flavor long before modern food science. Long before the word umami existed, cultures from East Asia to the Mediterranean had independently learned to ferment fish for depth. 2,500 BCE, ancient Egypt, bread, beer, onions, garlic, and structured meals. Egyptian food culture shows an early system of staples, fermentation, aromatics, and labor organization. Egypt is one of the earliest places where food appears to be paid as wage, ration, and ritual offering, the sign that cuisine had become infrastructure. See 2,000 to 1,000 BCE, soybean fermentation in East Asia. Soy-based fermentation would later become one of the foundations of miso, soy sauce, and East Asian savory taste. Soy is the protein that East Asian cooking learned to ferment most patiently, a thread that runs from ancient pastas to modern shoyu. See 1000 BCE. Dried and smoked foods. Drying and smoking preserved food while adding aroma, bitterness, sweetness, and depth. Katsuobushi, prosciutto, hard cheeses, and smoked fish are all variations of the same idea. Take time out of the food, leave the flavor behind. See 500 BCE to 500 CE. Garum and the Roman sauce economy. Roman garum shows sauce not as decoration, but as industry, trade, and everyday flavor infrastructure. Garum is often associated with amphora trade routes across the empire. Sauce became something you shipped, taxed, and built kitchens around. Koji culture and mold as a culinary tool. Koji transformed grain and beans through enzymes, helping create miso, sake, soy sauce, and many Japanese flavors. Japanese cuisine is, at the protein level, a long conversation with one filamentous mold, Aspergillus oryzae, kept alive over generations, around 700 to 1200 CE. Miso, as preserved protein and flavor. Miso became both nourishment and seasoning, showing how preservation and flavor can become inseparable. A jar of miso is simultaneously a calorie source, a flavor library, and a record of microbial activity over months or years, around 1000 to 1400 CE. Soy sauce develops as liquid seasoning. Soy sauce turned fermentation into a pourable, repeatable, everyday seasoning. A liquid that is salty, savory, and stable changes a kitchen. You can season at the table, not only in the pot. Around 1200 to 1500 CE. Spice roots and long-distance flavor. Pepper, cinnamon, cloves, and other spices change food by connecting taste to distance, wealth, and empire. When pepper costs as much as silver, what ends up in a kitchen stops being only about flavor. It becomes a record of who could afford what. Around 1492 onward. Colombian exchange. tomatoes, potatoes, maize, chilies, cacao, and other foods reshaped cuisines across continents. Italian tomato sauce, Korean gochujang, and Indian chili curries all depend on plants that did not exist in their kitchens 600 years ago. Around 1500s to 1600s. Sugar becomes a global taste force. Sugar moved from luxury to mass desire, changing desserts, beverages, preservation, and colonial economies. Sugar is one of the clearest cases on this map, where taste, labor, and global power cannot be separated. Around 1600s to 1700s, coffee, tea, chocolate, and public taste. Bitter drinks created new public spaces, habits of conversation, and daily rituals. Cafes and teahouses are early examples of taste creating space, places designed around the rhythm of a particular bitter drink. Around 1651, La Varenne and early modern French cuisine. French cooking began shifting toward lighter sauces, herbs, stocks, and technique-based refinement. From here, sauce gradually stops being a cover and becomes a structure, built on stock, reduction, and roux. 1700s. Restaurant culture emerges in France. The restaurant changed cooking from household service into public choice, menus, specialization, and culinary identity. Menus, courses, chef names, and the very idea of dining out as a choice all begin to crystallize in this period. 1800s. Canning and industrial preservation. Canning separated preservation from seasonality and helped food travel farther with more stability. When tomatoes can sit on a shelf in winter, the meaning of in season changes in nearly every kitchen. Modern kitchen tools and standardized measurement. Scales, thermometers, metal pans, and printed recipes made cooking more repeatable. Once technique can be written down and measured, the same dish can travel between kitchens without losing its identity. 1860s to 1900s. Germ theory and safer food systems. Microbiology changed how people understood spoilage, fermentation, safety, and cleanliness. Once microbes have names, fermentation is no longer mystery. It becomes a process that can be designed. Ikeda, Kikunai, and umami. The naming of umami gave scientific language to a taste long recognized in broths, seaweed, fermented foods, and meat. From here onward, what cultures had known by taste for centuries, dashi, garum, parmesan, soy sauce, could be discussed in the same vocabulary. 1912. Maillard reaction described. The Maillard reaction helped explain why browning produces roasted aromas and complex flavor. Once chefs can name the reaction behind a sear, technique can be taught and corrected with the same vocabulary across cuisines. 1920s to 1950s. Refrigeration changes time at home. Refrigeration changed shopping, leftovers, meat, dairy, and the rhythm of domestic cooking. Daily salting, daily marketing, and daily cooking gradually shift to weekly cooking. The rhythm of the kitchen quietly resets. 1950s to 1970s. Convenience food and the modern home kitchen. Packaged foods, frozen meals, and appliances change the balance between labor, speed, and taste. How long you are willing to spend on dinner becomes part of the recipe. Taste is now negotiated with time. 1960s to 1980s. Nouvelle cuisine and lighter technique. Nouvelle cuisine emphasized freshness, shorter cooking, lighter sauces, plating, and chef identity. Sauce gets lighter, plates get more visual, and the chef's name becomes part of the dish's story. 1990s to 2000s, molecular gastronomy. Scientific curiosity entered restaurant kitchens more visibly, changing texture, temperature, and the language of technique. Restaurants begin to speak openly in the language of physics, chemistry, and texture engineering. And home cooking slowly absorbs the vocabulary. 2010s to 2020s. Home cooks learn through video, search, and online communities. Cooking knowledge became searchable, visual, and global, but also more fragmented. Anyone can find a technique in seconds, but also lose the larger structure that used to come bundled with a teacher or a cookbook. 2020s. AI, recommendation, and the future of taste. AI may help connect ingredients, history, technique, and personal context, but taste still depends on the human body and memory. Whatever a model can suggest, the act of tasting still happens in a single human body.